2 weeks from today is Christmas. With time running out, our financial advisor, Ray Martin, is here with tips for shopping that go beyond just looking for a good deal. Good morning, Ray.
Hey, Maggie. Great to see you.
Love your tie.
Thank you.
Very festive.
Yeah, that's 'tis the season. Right?
All right. You have some questions. You say these are the most commonly asked questions that you get from shoppers.
Right.
Number one, what do I need to know about gift cards this season?
Well, yeah, on consumers' minds right now are, if I buy a gift card and it doesn't get used later on and the merchant goes out of business, what happens here? And, you know, you're really unprotected with, you know, the closing of Tweeter, Sharper Image, Linens and things and so on. It's really important to buy a gift card that the person will use quickly, things mm-hmm. for food, clothing, fuel. So for that reason right there alone. Also, you know, you want to look at the fees. You make sure you don't buy a gift card that has monthly fees or that will expire later on. And buy a gift card that's tamper-proof.
What does that mean?
It means the security code on the back has that masking that has to be scratched off. That hasn't been tampered with.
I never knew that existed.
Yeah, look on the back of the card. It should be masking the card number. Or you buy a card from behind the counter where a thief hasn't been able to write down the number and later try to steal your money off of it when it's later
activated.
So the
ones that you find at the drugstore hanging on a shelf may not be the best ones.
And if the card number is exposed, don't use that card.
All right, number two, and my favorite, how do I find promotions and coupons?
Yeah, there's no reason to be paying full price for anything right now, okay? And this is a great tip from Power Shoppers. First, let's say you're online, okay, and you're on your merchant's website, and you're getting ready to check out and buy a backpack at Dick's Sporting Goods, for example, and it says, are you using a promotional code?
Mm-hmm.
And you say, well, I don't know, I don't have one. Well, instead, open, don't check out yet, open a second tab of your browser, go to Google, for example, type in here, for example,
Dick's Sporting Goods promotional codes,
okay, let me make sure I got that all in there, and then hit search, and when you do that, you'll quickly see a website with lots of different links to various providers that might have promotional codes, and for example, if you go down to one of these sites here, you might see the promotional codes that you can use to buy the item and get
and
the promotional code right on the website.
And look, up to 50%. This is not small potatoes.
And you might see the website code like DSP all 15. You type that in the promotional code and get the discount right away.
All right.
Also, for coupons, if you're going to go to Walmart or Target or whatever, go to websites like coupon.com, couponcabin.com, and Fat Wallet. Go and print on their website printable coupons and then take those to the stores where you go shopping and you'll get the coupons and use them right away. You know, $5, $20, 20% off and that kind of thing.
This is how I saved huge the other day.
Absolutely.
But I actually went to the store's website and right there was a little section, print coupons here. It was almost too easy.
Perfect.
Thank you, Ray.
Oh, you're welcome.
Good to have you.
Okay.